Good evening, everybody, and welcome back to the AV Tournament. It's the 99th annual Arcadia Valley Thanksgiving Tournament, and it's the championship game between the top-seeded South Iron Panthers and the two-seed, the Arcadia Valley Tigers. The lights are off. The show on the floor has begun. This crowd is at capacity, and it's time to meet the American Family Insurance starting lineups. First for the top-seeded South Iron Panthers, 6'6 senior Brady Crum, 6' sophomore Drazik Dinkins, 6'2 senior Wyatt Funk, 6'3 sophomore Kaysen Chilton, 6'2 junior Carter St. Jim. For the two-seeded Arcadia Valley Tigers, they go with the 5'9 junior Evan Inman, the 6'4 senior Wyatt Smith, the 5'11 junior Jarrell Jackson, the 5'11 senior Caden Keith, and the 5'9 senior Dawson Bosing. Starting lineups brought to you by the American Family Insurance Agency at Harry Peterson Agency, located at 700 West Hirsch Boulevard in Farmington. They are proud to protect the dreams of families right here in our community, because supporting you off the court is just as important as cheering with you in the stands. Arcadia Valley in the black uniforms, Tigers on the front, gold trimmed in white, numbers on the front and back to match that with the gold stripe on the collar and the sleeves and the white stripe at the base of the pants emblazoned in gold. South Iron in the home white uniforms with the wording on the front, Panthers, maroon, no trim, numbers on the front and back, maroon, trimmed in black. Opening tip brought to you by Boyd & Associates, turning complicated matters into simple concepts. John Boyd with Boyd & Associates has been bringing accounting, integrity, character, client focus, and dedication to our local community for 20 years. My apologies, folks, on the front of the South Iron jerseys. It's South Iron, not Panthers. Ready to go on this one. The lights are back on. It is the Arcadia Valley Thanksgiving Tournament Championship game, and they are missing a row of lights here on the floor. They don't see it, though. They're going to keep them off, I guess. As the opening tip brought to you by Boyd & Associates, won by Arcadia Valley on the right side. This is Caden Keith. Keith up top, Jarrell Jackson. Jackson between the circles to the right side. Jackson cuts through. Got it to Bosing. Into the corner, Evan Inman. Down low, Wyatt Smith. Back out, Bosing. Right wing can't take the three. Closing out the South Iron defenders. Jarrell Jackson, runner high off the glass and in. Jarrell Jackson with the opening point for Arcadia Valley, and South Iron the other way, and they turn it over. Now they get the lights turned on. Jarrell Jackson between the circles again for Arcadia Valley, 45 seconds into the opening quarter. This is the championship game. On the right side, it's Evan Inman. Inman back up top, Dawson Bosing. To the left side, Jarrell Jackson. Jackson to Evan Inman. Back to the right side, Caden Keith. Up top, Jarrell Jackson. Left side, Wyatt Smith. Into the corner? No, doesn't go to the corner up top. And it's Keith to the right side. Jackson. Jackson in the logo. To the left side, Smith at the wing. Back to Caden Keith. Back to Smith. Left wing corner. Inman up top. Smith to the right side. Bosing got it to Jackson. Smith again. Inman left wing three to extend the lead. Wouldn't go. And Wyatt Funk has the rebound after the Inman miss. Down low into the corner. It's Brady Crum, now to Funk. Up top, St. Jim with the dribble in the right, left hand, switched to the right and handed it to Crum. Working right side, now to the wing for Drazik Dinkins. Up top, Funk working to the foul line, kicked it out. St. Jim couldn't hang on to the pass. Gets to the elbow, spin around, fadeaway jumper, wouldn't go. Rebound knocked away, and it's grabbed by Dinkins. Dinkins with it, down low, and a charge is called against Dinkins. Drawn by Dawson Bosing. The foul is the first on Dinkins, the first on either side. Hostile environment here at the Arcadia Valley Thanksgiving Tournament. AV chants all around the gym. Crossing the timeline, Jackson to the right side, Inman. Inman. Back up top, Bosing. To the left side, Jackson. Back to Inman. Now to the right side, Bosing. He'll work inside. Split a couple of defenders. Met by three. Back out, Inman. Left wing three. Inman too strong. Brady Crum has the rebound after the miss from Inman. Out of the backcourt, 2-0. Arcadia Valley leads. And Jarrell Jackson called on the hand-checking foul. That'll be his first. And Arcadia Valley's first. And Braden Racer comes into the game for Arcadia Valley. Baseline inbound, right of the lane. Wyatt Funk, bounce pass to the left side. That's Chilton, and he lays it in to Tyus two apiece. 5.5 to go in the first. Jackson to the right side. Racer can't step into one. St. Jim closed out. Back up top, Bosing to the left wing. Jackson. Jackson into the corner for Caden Keith. Keith working baseline on Funk. Sends it out to the right side. Bosing was wide open. They get it to him, but Keith stepped on the baseline, and Arcadia Valley turns it over for the first time. Inbound for Dinkins. Now it's Funk. Outlet to Crum on the right side. Crum working down low. He slipped and walks and turns it over. I think he was waiting for the contact, and Wyatt Smith just pulled the chair out from underneath him. Second South Iron turnover with 5 minutes left in the first quarter. A three from Racer wouldn't go. Rebound Jackson knocked away, and it goes out of bounds off of South Iron. So far, Arcadia Valley 0 for 3 from perimeter. Jackson has the lone make on their first try inside the arc, their only try inside the arc. Smith inbounds to Bosing, handoff to Jackson. 5 minutes exactly left in the first quarter. Jackson in the logo. Jackson still with it to the left side, Racer. Racer up top, Bosing. Bosing to the right side, Jackson. Jackson up top, Racer. Left wing, Bosing. Doesn't step into one. He'll work inside of the foul line. Back out, Jackson, head of the arc. Works it around to defender. Flips it to Caden Keith. On perimeter, now to the foul line. Keith from there, off window and in. Caden Keith with the floater. 4.5 to go in the first. 4-2. Arcadia Valley. And out of the backcourt, it's Drazik Dinkins. Met by a pair of defenders. Bounce pass to Crum. Knocked out of bounds off of Wyatt Smith. It'll stay South Iron ball. The Tigers are the visitors on the scoreboard. Checking in, Logan Dunn and Camden Brandell. Brandell picked up a technical yesterday in the semifinal win over West County. Late substitution at the table. It's Ryder Middleton. Drazik Dinkins comes out. Wyatt Funk on the inbound on the left sideline. Gets it to Kaysen Chilton. The only scorer for South Iron in this first quarter. Funk works in on Brandell. Back out. Three, Middleton. That rattles off. Wouldn't go. Racer with the rebound. Braden Racer it up the floor. It's Arcadia Valley. Jarrell Jackson, 1-on-3, walks and turns it over. Both teams with two giveaways. And coming in, Evan Inman, Jarrell Jackson to the bench for a breather. Wyatt Funk in the backcourt, inbounds to St. Jim and then gets it back. Funk back to St. Jim. Lob outlet to Funk. Spin move at the elbow. Oh, Arcadia Valley wanted a walk. They didn't get it. Back out, it's Middleton. 3:45 left in the first. Middleton to St. Jim on the left wing. St. Jim holding. He'll work it head of the arc. Get to the foul line. 1-on-4. Met by a defender. Throws it away. He tried to flip it to Kaysen Chilton, who was right in front of him. Aaron Burst checks in for Brady Crum. Logan Dunn will inbound in the backcourt to Evan Inman. Full court pressure from South Iron. Inbound pass goes to Braden Racer. To Inman, back to Racer. Back to Inman, still in the backcourt. Across the timeline to Brandell. Timeout, Arcadia Valley. 3:31 to go in the first. 4-2, Tigers leading Panthers. 2-seed leading 1-seed. AV championship game on KFMO.
Discover the ultimate destination for mobile home repairs. R&R Mobile Home Parts and Service in Valley Mines. From doors, windows, and plumbing to skirting, roof coating, repairs, and service, they have you covered. Conveniently located in Valley Mines at Highway 67 and Y. Experience top-notch solutions for all your mobile home needs. Why settle for less when you can have the best? Visit R&R Mobile Home Parts and Service. Call 636-937-9898. Your satisfaction is priority.
Timeout brought to you by Missouri Farm Bureau agents Mike Sutzger on Farmington, Jonathan Steffen in Deloge. Contact them today for a free quote on auto, home, business, or life insurance. 3:31 to go in the first. Arcadia Valley called the timeout. They're up 4-2. In the backcourt, the inbound goes to Evan Inman. He'll cross back over into the front court, set up the offense. Inman to the right side, Racer. Back up top, Brandell. Back to Racer on the right wing. Catch and shoot three. Racer got it! Braden Racer, his first make. And it's 7-2, Arcadia Valley. Out of the backcourt, South Iron. Chilton, one on four, waits out the defense and waits for his teammate. And a foul is going to be called on Camden Brandell. The whistle, that'll be his first and the team's second. We're in quarter number one, 7-2 Arcadia Valley. Inbound left of the lane. Wyatt Funk will throw it in. Coming into the contest for Arcadia Valley, Braden Jarvis. Funk coming out. Brady Crum checks in. It's Carter St. Jim will throw the ball in from the baseline. Inbound pass up top to Crum. 3 minutes left in the first quarter. Crum to the foul line. One on two. Crum fadeaway jumper. Got it. His first make, and it's 7-4. Evan Inman out of the backcourt. Bounce pass Caden Keith. He'll work through a couple of defenders. Lay it up off the iron, but it falls off, and Crum has the rebound. Out of the backcourt, South Iron. It's Crum to the right side, Carter St. Jim. St. Jim in the logo. To the left side and throws it away past Aaron Burse. The second time St. Jim has thrown a ball out of bounds. Four South Iron turnovers, and Arcadia Valley gets it back at the midcourt line in front of the scorer's table, and Logan Dunn will throw it in. Drazik Dinkins will come into the game. Aaron Burse coming out. 2:35 left in quarter number one. Dunn inbounds to Inman, slowly up the floor. Inman with the left-handed dribble to Dunn at the foul line. Back out to Inman with the bounce pass. Got it to Brandell on the left side. He'll work through a couple of defenders. Might have got away with the walk. No, he won't get away with the walk. It'll be called, and it'll be South Iron ball. Third Arcadia Valley turnover, up by three, 2:25 left here in the opening quarter. I don't remember an AV tournament that has featured the defensive pressure we've seen throughout the entirety of the tournament, throughout the entirety of each game. There have been a lot of defensive battles from the semifinals on, and a lot of good defense showing from the winning teams in the quarterfinals. Chilton got away, or can't hit the layup. I think Jarvis might have got away with the foul. The rebound for Logan Dunn. South Iron Panthers fans shout. Evan Inman at the other end can't hit the runner, and the rebound goes off of AV and out of bounds. Chilton on the miss. There was a lot of contact down there, to say the least. I think Jarvis might have got away with one. Jarvis is coming out. I don't know, he's going to stay on the floor. Brandell and Evan Inman come out. Wyatt Smith and Jarrell Jackson check back in. 2:03 to go in the first. In the backcourt, South Iron. St. Jim across the timeline, threw it away. Five turnovers for the Panthers. Keith lobs it to Jackson. Jackson through contact, can't hit. He's fouled. Do they give him continuation? They do. Jackson will shoot free throws. The foul is called against Carter St. Jim, his first, and the team's second. Free throws for Jarrell Jackson at the line furthest from us. Free throws are brought to you by Complete Vision Care. First free throw on its way, off the mark. Complete Vision Care offers quality eye care, premium eyewear, and a customized visual solution for every patient. Locations in Ledington and Festus. Second free throw, good. Jackson's got 3 points in the game. And in the backcourt, South Iron down by four. Drazik Dinkins back in, gets it to Chilton. Lob pass out of the backcourt to Funk. Bullet pass to Crum on the left wing. He'll work through a pair of defenders. Fadeaway jumper for Crum. Got it from 8 feet away. Crum has four. Out of the backcourt, Keith, runner off iron, no good. Rebound knocked away, still loose, and it's grabbed by Dunn. Tried to go back down low, it was deflected away. Coming back out, Keith has it. Jarrell Jackson, three on the floor, they all get up. Jackson to the right side. Fans shout and applaud their team, Arcadia Valley, for hustling hard after the miss from Keith. The rebound again grabbed by Logan Dunn. Jarrell Jackson to the right side, gets it to Jarvis, up top Smith to the left side, and it's Jackson. Now to Jarvis again, to the right side, Wyatt Smith, back to Jarrell Jackson. 55 seconds left in the quarter, three, Jarvis, got it! Braden Jarvis with the make, and it's 11-6, Arcadia Valley, 45 seconds left in the first quarter. Bounce pass out of the backcourt for St. Jim. He'll cross the timeline, get it down low off window, and in with the layup. Carter St. Jim with his first make, 11-8. Jarrell Jackson at the other end, back on perimeter. 35 seconds left, gets it up top to Dunn. Back to Jackson. We're in the first quarter, down to 30. Jackson with the right-handed dribble. 25 seconds left in the quarter. Now it's Jarvis with 20. Up top, it's Smith to the left side, Jackson. Jarvis again, straight on three. Jarvis got it again! Oh my! Six for Jarvis. 12 to go in the first. On the right side, it's Drazik Dink and slips and turns it over. Six turnovers by South Iron. And a substitution comes in for South Iron. It's Ryder Middleton. St. Jim comes out. Aaron Burst to the floor. Dinkins coming out. 7.1 left in the quarter. Logan Dunn inbounds to Jackson. 7 seconds left. 14-8 AV. Jackson slipped. Must be perspiration on the floor. Dunn, beg your pardon, that's posting from way out at the buzzer. Wouldn't go. We've played one. AV faithful on their feet. 14-8. Their Tigers lead the Panthers on KFMO.
Pickup truck, sports car, motorcycle, minivan, townhouse, two-story, farmhouse, fixer-upper. What you drive and where you live is different for everyone, so it's important to have insurance that fits your needs and is just right for you. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that, which is why our agents help you design a comprehensive auto, home, and life insurance plan. Insurance that fits just right.
Find out how Chuck Odle can help with all your auto, home, and life needs. See Chuck Odle Shelter Insurance on East School Street in Bonterra today or call 358-3674.
If you are ready for a taste of Mexico in the heart of Arcadia Valley, look no further than Checo's Mexican Restaurant in downtown Ironton. Indulge in the richness of authentic Mexican flavors, from mouth-watering enchiladas to savory tacos and satisfying burritos. Their delicious menu guarantees you leave happy. Explore their lunch specials, too. Swing by 106 West Russell Street or call 573-432-2232 to place your order. Checo's Mexican Restaurant, your passport to a culinary journey in Arcadia Valley.
Second quarter about to start. South Iron will have first possession. Two-seed Arcadia Valley up 14-8 in the championship game of the Arcadia Valley Thanksgiving Tournament. Glad you're with us on KFMO Sports Plus and the KFMO app. Live video online at KFMOsports.com. On the right side, Aaron Burst works down low. Met by a defender. Back out, Brady Crum. Three ball from the right wing. Rolls over the cylinder. Jarrell Jackson can't get the rebound. Out of bounds off of AV. And it'll stay South Iron ball. 17 seconds in to quarter number two. Carter St. Jim back into the game. St. Jim. Will not receive the inbound. In fact, it'll go to the right side for Ryder Middleton. Middleton up top to St. Jim. St. Jim lost it. We get a whistle and a foul called on Jarrell Jackson, his second. 7:35 to go, 14-8. We're in quarter number two. Jules Armstead checks in. First time we've said his name. Lob on the inbound to the backcourt to Armstead. He collects at the baseline. Armstead across the timeline. 30 seconds gone in quarter number two. Up top, St. Jim. St. Jim with the crouch dribble, crosses over, gets to the foul line, one on three, his shot was blocked, got his own rebound, the shot blocked again by Smith, and out of bounds off of St. Jim. Wyatt Smith with back-to-back blocks. 14-8, 40 seconds into the second quarter. In the backcourt, Evan Inman gets it from Logan Dunn, timeout Arcadia Valley to save possession before the 10 count. And it's a full stoppage. 7:11 to go in the second. We've just started 14-8. Arcadia Valley leads South Iron to the championship game of the AV Thanksgiving Tournament on KFMO.
Looking for custom apparel that stands out? Welcome to Graphic Options in Farmington, your one-stop shop for all things custom. From t-shirts to hats, embroidery to screen printing, they have you covered. Need a unique design? They will bring your vision to life with top-notch quality and fast turnaround. Visit them at 120 West Pine Street in Farmington. They'll make your next event or business look amazing. Graphic Options, where creativity meets style.
At Fredericktown R1 School District, they're not just preparing students for tests, they're preparing them for life.
From innovative classrooms to supportive teachers, every student is given the tools to dream big and achieve. It's about inspiring a love for learning and building a strong foundation in academics, careers, technical education, arts, and athletics. In Fredericktown, our future starts here, where excellence in education shapes tomorrow's leaders. Fredericktown R1, where learning takes priority.
7 minutes left in the half. Dawson Boesing, three. His first make, and it's 17-8, the first scoring from either team in the second quarter. 17-8, Arcadia Valley. That timeout was brought to you by Missouri Farm Bureau agents Mike Sansegra and Jonathan Steffen. Crum just inside the foul line, can't hit the jumper. Chilton, offensive rebound, and he's fouled. Oh, no, they call a walk. Or no, they call the foul on Chilton. Oh, my. Don't stat him with the rebound. Stat him with the foul after the miss from Crum. And in comes Drazik Dinkins and Aaron Burse. 6:42 to go in quarter number two. 17-8, Arcadia Valley, the two seed, leads the top seed South Iron to the AV Thanksgiving Championship game. Evan Inman. Bounce pass to Logan Dunn across the timeline. Dunn back to Inman. To the right side, Boesing. Boesing up top to Dunn. To the left side, Keith. Looks at the iron, works through a couple of defenders. A foul is called on the hop step, and it's called against Jules Armstead on the foul, his first. That's the second South Iron foul. They trail 17-8. Inbound left of the lane, Evan Inman. Inman gets it to Wyatt Smith. Up top, Boesing. To the left side, Inman. Back to Boesing. Boesing threw it past Keith and out of bounds. The fourth Arcadia Valley turnover. And Wyatt Funk inbounds now for the Panthers. Funk throws it in to Carter St. Jim. He will get across the timeline. St. Jim back into this contest. Bounce pass to Aaron Burse. Splits a couple of defenders. Floater won't go, but he's fouled. And Burse will head to the line to shoot free throws. Free throws are brought to you by Complete Vision Care, the ideal choice for your routine eye exams and anything regarding your eye care since 1966. Locations in Lenington and Festus. The foul is the first on Wyatt Smith. Free throw from Burse. Rattles out. I tell you what, this AV student section as full as I've seen it all tournament, and they've been loud all tournament. The South Iron student section on the other end on their feet as well. Second free throw, no good. Rebound Boesing, fouled by Burse. That'll be the first on Burse after his two misses from the Complete Vision Care foul line. Jules Armstead comes back into the game. Carter St. Jim coming back out. Inbound goes to Evan Inman. Full court pressure from South Iron. They're capable of doing this all game. Wyatt Smith across the timeline. Got it to Boesing in the corner. Dribble drive on the baseline. Backdoor pass to Keith. Loose on the floor. He got it. Shot blocked. And the rebound for Wyatt Funk. Funk with his second rebound. Jules Armstead on the near side. Dribble drive on the baseline. Splits defenders. The floater rattles off, and the rebound poked out of bounds off of Evan Inman in Arcadia Valley. And Wyatt Funk to put this one back in play left of the lane. 17-8, Arcadia Valley leads. Inbound goes to Chilton. One-on-one. Chilton can't hit the layup. Rebound deflected away, and it's grabbed by Jarvis. In the backcourt, we get a whistle. Players come together, and it's out of bounds off of South Iron. Jules Armstead slow to get up, and Aaron Burse back to his feet as well. What do we have? A substitution. Brady Crum back to the floor. And Jarvis will inbound, flips it to Evan Inman. 5:35 to go in the second. Now to Caden Keith, working baseline. Met by a defender, met by two. Nearly turned it over. We get a whistle, held ball, and the arrow favors Arcadia Valley. Well, Caden Keith dribbled himself into submission there. One on two, and Jules Armstead came in and poked it away. And Keith had to hang on for dear life to keep possession. Inbounding left of the lane. Inman gets it to Jarvis at the left wing. 5.5 to go, and out of the right side, Boesing. Bosick, one on two, met by a defender, picked up the dribble, has to get it out, got it to Jarvis near wing three. Yes! Jarvis again! 3 for 3 from perimeter, and he's got 9, and it's 20-8. And at the other end, Caden Keith commits a foul on Dinkins. What a masterful performance so far in this first half from Braden Jarvis. Left of the lane inbound. Before the substitute, or after the substitution, though, as coming in, it's Ryder Middleton. Wyatt Funk to throw it in. Funk on the inbound. Middleton, deep three. Middleton, that rattles off. Rebound for Brandell. And he flips it to Bosing. Quickly out of the backcourt. Bosing coast to coast. Floater rattles home. Arcadia Valley hitting the shots you need a hit to beat South Iron. At the other end, Armstead kick it out. Crum for three from the corner. That won't go. Offensive rebound. Dinkins put back too strong. Another offensive try, and that's Middleton, and he's fouled. And it'll be Middleton to shoot free throws. 4:47 to go, 22-8, Arcadia Valley. Elijah Sylvie checks in. Ryan Middleton shooting free throws, brought to you by Complete Vision Care. First one on its way, and in. Middleton with his first point, 22-9. That's also the first point for South Iron in the quarter. It was a 14-8 game at the end of one, now 22-9. Braden Racer checks in as well. Coming out, Dawson Bosing. Second free throw for Middleton. On its way. Falls off the side. Sylvie has the rebound. Down low. Camden Brandell, fouled by Dinkins. It'll be the second on Drazik Dinkins. And it's Arcadia Valley ball. And checking in, Kaysen Chilton. Camden Brandell will throw it in. 4:39 left in the half, 22-9. Arcadia Valley leads South Iron. Inbound to the corner, Jarvis. How about another heat check? Way too long, Wyatt Funk with the rebound. Out of the backcourt, Funk into the corner, Middleton. Pump fake, dribble drive in, 18-footer, shot was deflected. Rebound grab by Jarvis. Evan Inman slows things down, 4:20 left in the first half. Inman has a man at the foul line, goes to the right side for Brandell. Brady Crum all over Brandell. Brandell going to cut towards the baseline, met by a pair of Panthers and forced back out. Got it to the foul line. Sylvie can't hit the jumper. It's out of bounds, knocked away from behind. This will stay Arcadia Valley ball. Sylvie wanted a foul. He didn't get it. And coming into the game, Aaron Burse. Coming out, Ryder Middleton. 4:05 left in the second quarter. Evan Inman to inbound right of the lane. Inman to Jarvis, wide open, right wing three, Jarvis, that one short, and Wyatt Funk has another rebound. Crossing the timeline, it's Funk to the left side. It's Burse. Burse working baseline one-on-one. Shot blocked, got his own rebound, sends it back out for Funk. Right wing three, that's a rounded out. Rebound deflected, Chilton has it, ball still loose, and it's Brandell. Players come together, held ball, and the arrow will favor South Iron this time. Things getting chippy down here on this side of the floor. And a substitution to the table. Logan Dunn comes in. And with 3:42 to go, the inbound, Wyatt Funk. Funk inbounds up top to Crum. Crum between the circles to the left side. Spin move at the elbow. Fadeaway jumper. Crum can't get that one to go. Funk has the rebound. His fifth fadeaway jumper. That doesn't go. Rebound still loose. Carter St. Jim comes away with it. Brandell comes in. We go held ball this time again. And the arrow favors Arcadia Valley. My goodness. 3:28 to go. That'll be a turnover for South Iron. Their eighth. Arcadia Valley has just four. Brandell inbounds. Evan Inman. Out of the backcourt, right up the middle, met by a defender, gets across the timeline to Brandell on the left side. Brandell at the wing, met by St. Jim, works towards the baseline, picked up his dopes, keeps the dribble, gets around the defender, waits out three, can't hit the shot, and he's fouled. Camden Brandell to the line to shoot two. And the foul is called against Kaysen Chilton, his second. 3:11 to go in the second. More complete vision care free throws. AV is a team, one of two. South Iron is a team, one for four. First free throw for Brandell, it's short. Complete Vision Care is the ideal choice for glasses, contacts, and suitable eye health since 1966, locations in Ledington and Festus. Second free throw for Brandell. That rattles off the front. Funk has another rebound. He's got six of those. 3:05 to go in the second. He's met in the backcourt by Caden Keith. Gets across the timeline, steps around Keith. Keith stays with him. Now it's St. Jim. Spot up three from straight on. That wouldn't go. Rebound, Brady Crum. Takes it to the basket, hits the shot, and gets the foul. And one coming up for Crum. The foul on Arcadia Valley is called against Logan Dunn, his first. 2:55 left in the second quarter. The and one brought to you by Complete Vision Care. Old school three-point try. Crum converts. Seven in the game for Brady Crum. 2:50 left. On the right side, it's Logan Dunn. To the backcourt, Evan Inman. Across the timeline now, Alec Todd into the game for the first time. Back to Inman. Inman to the right side, Dunn. Into the corner, he has Brandell wide open. A little late getting it to him, and the defender closed out. Now it's Inman on the right wing to Keith up top. Back to Inman, working one-on-one up top to Todd. Todd back to Inman. He'll work inside, draw the defenders in, get through three, and put it off glass and in. Wow, Evan Inman with his first make. Split a trio of defenders. 24-12. Arcadia Valley leads, 2:15 left in the second, and a blocking foul called against Camden Brandell. Second for Brandell. And the fifth on Arcadia Valley. We're shooting free throws. They've put South Iron in the bonus. Carter St. Jim to shoot them. Free throws are brought to you by Complete Vision Care. 2:16 left in the half. First free throw. Good. St. Jim's got 3 points in the game. Camden Brandell coming out. Dawson Bosing checks in. Second free throw for St. Jim. Good. Hits them both. He's got four. Evan Inman gets it in the backcourt. Full court press from the Panthers. Inman nearly gave it away. Does. He throws it away to Funk, and he's fouled by Keith. Second on Caden Keith. And Wyatt Funk now will shoot free throws with 2:10 left in the quarter. Jarrell Jackson comes back in. Alec Todd, well, you have to wait until after the first free throw for Jackson to check in. Alec Todd will be coming to the bench. Wyatt Funk shoots two. First free throw for Funk, no good. Falls off the front after rattling around. It's a 10-point game, 24-14. Arcadia Valley, the 2-seed, leads top seed South Iron. And the championship game of the 99th annual Arcadia Valley Thanksgiving Tournament. Second free throw for Funk. That's good. He splits the trip. 9-point game. First point for Funk. He's got six rebounds. Jackson checks in. He gets the inbound. Now for Evan Inman out of the backcourt. Caden Keith. Keith, one on two. Gets around the defender, and a blocking foul is called on Aaron Burst. And Dusty Dinkins wants a reach around, and I think that's the right call. That should have been the call, but it's not. And so Caden Keith will shoot free throws. AV's in the bonus. The foul is the second on Aaron Burse. And the first free throw for Caden Keith from the Complete Vision Care foul line, no good. Well, Arcadia Valley struggled the other night from the free throw line. Not as bad as West County. They were 13 for 27. Didn't shoot as many either. Second free throw Good. Keith splits the trip. He's got 3 points in the game. It's 25-15. The scoring advantage favors Arcadia Valley. Out of the backcourt, Crum gets it to the left side. Carter St. Jim. Left wing three. St. Jim rolls over. Offensive rebound. Armstead waits at a defender. Can't hit the shot. And there's a rebound grab by Keith, but he's out of bounds when he touched it. It'll stay South Iron ball. A minute 42 left in the second. Wyatt Funk throws it in. To somebody does before the five count. Got it to Jules Armstead. Now to the foul line. Kick it out. Crum. Right wing three. Crum. That's short. Offensive rebound. St. Jim. Fadeaway jumper for the putback. Wouldn't go. And again, it's off of Arcadia Valley. But keeping it alive was Bosing and collecting the rebound. Inman. Crossing the timeline. Jackson. Off the window. Can't hit the layup. The rebound off of Jackson. He stays with it. Stepped out of bounds and turned it over. And South Iron gets the ball back with a minute 22 left in the second. On the right side, that's St. Jim. Gets it to Armstead. Now it's Crum to the left wing and into the corner for Burse. Back to the left wing. That's St. Jim. One jab step, dribble drive in, met by a defender, forced back out, passed it away to Burse. He works to the foul line, lost it and turned it over. Outlet, Keith. Quick transition. Keith is fouled from behind, and he's going to shoot free throws. They're going to make him earn these shots. The foul on South Iron is called against Jules Armstead, his second. Exactly 1 minute left in the first half. It's 25-15 Arcadia Valley. Scoring 11-7 in this quarter, favoring the Tigers. First free throw on its way from the Complete Vision Care foul stripe. Good for Caden Keith. He's got 4 points in the game, two from the field, two from the foul line. Second free throw on its way. That one's good as well. Keith hits them both. He's got five. 60 seconds left. Inbound goes to St. Jim. A 12-point game, 27-15. Poked away and out of bounds off of Inman, as he knocked it out of the arm of Ryder Middleton. Wyatt Funk will inbound on the sideline. Throws it up top to Crum, nearly intercepted. Crum stays with it. Crum, fadeaway jumper from the elbow, got it. Brady Crum with nine. Out of the backcourt, Jackson. 10-point game again, 43 seconds left. Rolled it to Keith, one-on-one. Keith, floater, no. Rebound done. Putback try, knocked away from behind, and Crum has the rebound. Down low, we get a whistle and a foul called against Arcadia Valley. And it's Jarrell Jackson committing his third. .9 left. And it's free throws for Brady Crum. He's got 9 points in the game to lead South Iron scorers. First for Crum. Good. 10 points for Crum, now leading all scorers in the game. Jules Armstead will check in for Aaron Burse. And Crum will shoot his second Complete Vision Care free throw. Hits them both. 27-19. 11 for Crum. Inbound goes to Jarvis. He'll get it back to Inman. 30 seconds left in the half. Inman trapped to the backcourt. Swings it to the near side, Bosing on perimeter, one-on-one with Funk, trying to take him off the dribble, can't. Picked up the dribble, one-on-two, shot blocked by Crum. St. Jim has the rebound. Throws it away to the near side, Evan Inman with the steal. Down low, he gave it away though. And Ryder Middleton will lay it in. 6 point game, and again Arcadia Valley gives it away. Inman gets away with a tripping foul. Funk rolls it to Armstead at the buzzer. His shot won't count. That is a terrible last 15 seconds for Arcadia Valley, but they enter recess up by 6, 27-21. Back with more after this of the Midwest Sports Center Halftime Report following this break on KFMO.
For the absolute best in automotive restoration and collision repair services in Washington and surrounding counties, call American Metal Collision and Restoration. From hail damage to fender benders to full collision work and frame repair, American Metal Collision and Restoration has you covered. Give them a call today at 573-436-1734 or check them out online at AmericanMetalCollisionAndRestoration.com. American Metal Collision and Restoration, located on Business Park Drive off Highway O in Mineral Point.
Whether it's balls and strikes, fouls or flags, your referees and game officials are a vital part of high school athletics. If you've ever tried your hand at officiating, you know how hard these men and women work, and you certainly know that they would never miss a call intentionally. Keep these things in mind as you attend sporting events. After all, respecting officials and authority figures is one of the most valuable lessons that we could teach our students.
This message has been brought to you by the Missouri State High School Activities Association and Odal Media Group. AM 1240 KFMO is a member of the Mesa Audio Network.
We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for the Missouri way of life. We're for worrying less about the what-ifs and more about the why-nots. We're for checking off your bucket list and then making a new one. For starting a family, a business, a tradition. And if you find yourself starting over, we're here for that too. We're for building a life in Missouri and then going out and living it. And when it comes to making sure everything you've built is protected, we're for you.
If you've recently had a life event, call me, Rebecca McClanahan, your Missouri Farm Bureau insurance agent, and we'll make sure you have the coverage you need.
Oh no, my car won't start.
You should call Boyd Towing. They offer 24/7 emergency services.
Thanks, I'll give them a call.
Boyd Towing in Farmington offers a variety of services, including towing, roadside assistance, tire changes, and jump starts.
Oh, what if my keys are locked in my car?
Boyd Towing can help with that too. Find them on Facebook or call 573-431-1050 today, and Boyd Towing will be headed your way. That's 573-431-1050.
When you need hospital care, you don't have to travel far from home. Iron County Medical Center offers compassionate inpatient care and swing bed services right here in our community. Whether you're recovering from illness, surgery, or injury, their skilled team provides the treatment, therapy, and support you need close to family and friends. Compassionate care close to home. That's the Iron County Medical Center promise. Call 573-546-1260 and learn more.
Champions are made here, on our courts, on our fields, and in our classrooms. Why settle for ordinary when you could be part of greatness? Mineral Area College. Become a Cardinal today.
Visit Mineral Area College in Park Hills or online at mineralarea.edu.
It's the holiday season at Fisher Furniture in Ironton, and making delicious meals at home doesn't have to end in a difficult cleanup with an Amana electric range. Thanks to the easy clean glass door and spill saver upswept cooktop, messes and splatters won't matter. Plus, a large oven capacity means you can cook dinner and dessert at the same time. Shop Amana ranges and the entire Whirlpool family now at Fisher Furniture, Highway 21 in Ironton today.
Welcome to the Midwest Sports Center Halftime Report on AM 1240 KFMO. Midwest Sports Center in Farmington is your premier dealership for power sports. Visit them for your next great adventure on the road, off the road, or in the water. Midwest Sports Center is your ultimate outdoor toy store. On Walker Drive in Farmington, the Midwest Sports Center Halftime Report on AM 1240 KFMO.
At halftime, Arcadia Valley, the two seed of the tournament, leads top seed South Iron 27-21. A rough final 30 seconds for AV. Two turnovers and two makes for South Iron. And this would have been a double-digit deficit for the Panthers. Instead, it's only six. Time for the stats of the first half, brought to you by Sam Sism Ford Lincoln. Supporting our community since 1937. Shop local where hundreds of makes and models come with a no-cost to you forever warranty. Go online to SismFord.com or call 573-431-3177. We start it with Arcadia Valley. Brayden Jarvis with 9 points. He is 3 of 5 from perimeter. Caden Keith has 5, as does Dawson Bosing. Brayden Racer and Jarrell Jackson each with 3, and Evan Inman has 2. For South Iron, Brady Crum leads all scorers with 11 points in the game. He also has 5 rebounds. Carter St. Jim has 4 points. Ryder Middleton with 3. Kason Chilton has 2. And Wyatt Funk has won. Scoring by quarter, 14-8, AV in the first, 13-all in the second. At halftime, 27-21. Shooting numbers from the field, AV is 9 for 23, that's 39%. South Iron is 7 for 27, that's 26%. The Panthers are 0 for 8 from perimeter. Arcadia Valley is 5 of 11, good for 45%. They're 50% from the free throw line, 4 of 8, whereas the Panthers are 7 of 11, that's 64%. Rebound edge goes to the Panthers, 18 to 11. Turnovers, they have 10, Arcadia Valley with 7. Scoring from the bench favors the Tigers, 12 to 3. At the half, it's 27-21. Stats brought to you by Sam Sism Ford Lincoln. Back with more after this on the Midwest Sports Center Halftime Report on KFMO.
Your outdoor adventures just got easier with Midwest Sports Center in Farmington, your ultimate outdoor toy store. Whether you're hitting the road, tearing up the trails, or cruising the waves, they got you covered. Explore a range of top brands like Polaris, Suzuki, Can-Am, and Kawasaki. Upgrade your ride with doors, windshields, roofs, and much more. Your next outdoor thrill awaits you at Midwest Sports Center in Farmington. Visit them today at 124 Walker Drive in Farmington.
Back on KFMO and KFMO Sports Plus, and the KFMO app as well, and online at KFMOsports.com with live video online as the Arcadia Valley Tigers lead the South Iron Panthers 27-21. It's the championship of the tournament. Bismarck finished fifth in overtime, 74-64. Fredericktown finishes third, winning in overtime, 55-47. South Iron, the top seed, trails the two-seed Arcadia Valley, 27-21. This has been a tremendous tournament that has featured some really good games, really high-powered offenses, and strength of the defense in the quarterfinals. Then it was defensive matchups in the semifinals. South Iron beat Fredericktown 43-39, and Arcadia Valley over West County in overtime, 58-55. And as we mentioned in that West County-Fredericktown game, both of those teams might have been a bump or a takeaway or a rebound or a putback away from that game being the championship game of this tournament. And instead, it's South Iron and Arcadia Valley capacity crowd here in Ironton and at Arcadia Valley High School. After two quarters of play, 27-21, Arcadia Valley leads South Iron. Second half is next. You've been listening to the Midwest Sports Center Halftime Report on KFMO.
You've been listening to the Midwest Sports Center Halftime Report. Midwest Sports Center in Farmington is your premier dealership for power sports. Visit them for your next great adventure on the road, off the road, or in the water. Midwest Sports Center is your ultimate outdoor toy store on Walker Drive in Farmington.
The second half is next on AM 1240 KFMO.
The faculty, staff, and student body of the Arcadia Valley School District would like to wish all of the teams good luck in this year's Arcadia Valley Thanksgiving Tournament. The Arcadia Valley Thanksgiving Tournament is built on tradition, pride, and excellence. Practice good sportsmanship and have fun making memories to last a lifetime. Best of luck to all the teams from all of the Arcadia Valley R2 School District. Go Tigers!
If you enjoy delicious pub-style food, you need to head out to the Iron Mule in Ironton. Enjoy a great selection from pizza, burgers, wings, wraps, and salads. Choose from an array of sauces for your wings and try the tasty gumbo. Check out the Godzilla Meat Lover's Pizza or the Uptown Supreme. Hungry yet? Then head over to the Iron Mule on Highway 21 next to Save-A-Lot in Ironton.
The faculty and staff at the West County School District would like to take this time to wish the coaches and players of the Bulldogs basketball team the best of luck in the Arcadia Valley Thanksgiving Basketball Tournament. Your hard work and dedication makes the school district proud. So keep up the good work and good luck during the tournament from everyone at the West County R4 School District in Leadwood.
Third quarter about to get started. It'll be South Iron with first possession. Teams switch sides. The Panthers attack the bucket furthest from us.
the Tigers, the cylinder nearest us. Jared Pettis and Jay Soto with you on KFMO and KFMOsports.com with live video online. Panthers have first possession. They inbound Crum, then it's Dinkins back to Crum. He takes it to the left wing, unloads from the lane of plenty, doesn't go. St. Jim with the offensive rebound back out on perimeter. He wants a three. That wouldn't go. Rebound still knocked away, and Evan Inman comes away with it. Out of the backcourt, he throws it away to Crum. Eighth AV turnover. Down low, we get a whistle and a double dribble, gives it right back. And the inbound for Arcadia Valley, that turnover the 11th for South Iron. And Jarvis, beg your pardon, that's Jackson. Jarrell Jackson gets it to Inman, then gets it back to the right side. Dawson Bosing working down low, had it poked away. Wyatt Funk with the steal, gets it to St. Jim. 9 Arcadia Valley turnovers, that is 5 straight possessions. There's a goaltending call, they're going to count that. Brady Crum will get the bucket, and it's going to be 27-23. As I believe it was Wyatt Smith that came back to try and knock that one away, or Caden Keith, one of the two. And Paul Fitzwater down there, the official. Two tries and can't do it. The netting still hung up there. Wyatt Smith will go around the rim to get that as he hangs up there. He's lucky that glass didn't shatter. You know, I saw on Twitter today, or X, formerly known as Twitter, a video of two teams playing half-court basketball because in warm-ups, a player went to dunk and shattered the backboard. They didn't have a replacement. Evan Inman on the right side tries to go to Keith, and he's fouled. The foul is called against Drazik Dinkins, his third. Wyatt Smith inbounds. Inbound to the near side, Inman. Inman gets it to Keith. Up top, that's Jackson to the left side for Bosing. Bosing for Inman to the right side, Jackson. A minute gone here in the third. Bosing to the left side, and it's Inman. Back up top, Jackson to the right side, Bosing. Bosing working in, pump fake, dribble drive, floater off the iron, no good. And the rebound grabbed by Carter St. Jim, his fifth. And St. Jim in the backcourt gets it to Chilton, working down low, one-on-one. Uses the body to get to the cup and put it off window and in. Chilton has four, and it's a two-point game. Bosing cuts to the basket. One-on-two, back out Jackson, head-on. Inman, straight-on three, rattles in. Inman with five. Back to a five-point game, 6:18 left in the third. To the left side, Crum. Up top, that's Funk, then Dinkins. Dinkins to the foul line with the right-handed dribble, picked it up at the elbow. Couple of pivots, bounce pass back to Funk. 2 minutes gone in the third. To the left side, Brady Crum. Crum with a jab step, dribble drive to the baseline, met by a pair of defenders, forced back out. Crum still holding. Crum trapped on the far side. We get a whistle and a timeout. South Iron will take the break as well. It's a 30-second stoppage, 5:48 left in the third, 30-25 Arcadia Valley on KFMO.
Riley's on the Square in downtown Ironton is your community store offering discounted items and more. They're committed to supporting our local communities through donations, requested support, and scholarships for seniors entering trade schools. At Riley's, you'll always find a hometown, family-focused shopping experience. Visit Riley's on the Square at 102 West Russell Street in downtown Ironton. Open Thursday through Saturday, 10 to 7, Sunday and Monday, 10 to 5. Riley's on the Square, where community comes first.
5:48 left in the third, 30-25. Arcadia Valley leads. Timeout brought to you by Missouri Farm Bureau agents Mike Sonsegar on Farmington, Jonathan Steffen and Deloge. Contact them today for a free quote on auto, home, business, or life insurance. Out of the backcourt, Drazik Dinkins. South Iron with possession. They nearly give it away. Keith will tip it across. St. Jim has it. Keith dives for it. Ball still loose. Arcadia Valley wants a timeout. They go held ball, and the arrow favors the Tigers. The officials ruled that two teams had hands on the ball, so the timeout could not be called. And so Arcadia Valley will inbound to the baseline, right of the lane after the 12th South Iron turnover. Substitution coming in, Ryder Middleton. For South Iron, Brady Crum comes out. He's been the best player for the Panthers in the game. Terrell Jackson lobs the inbound to Keith. One on two. Keith off the window, can't hit. And Caden Rubel, in for the first time, gets the rebound. On the right side, it's Dinkins. Bounce pass. Got it to Middleton. Walks and turns it over. 13 turnovers for the Panthers. 5-point lead, Arcadia Valley. 5:26 to go in the third quarter. 30-25. This is the championship game of the Arcadia Valley Thanksgiving tournament. On the right side, Bosing up top, Inman to the left wing, Jackson. Back to Bosing. To the right side, Inman. Up top, Jackson again. Back to the right side, Inman. Fakes a three, dribble drive into the elbow. Picked it up, got it to Bosing, left side. Can't take the three, defenders closed down. Now he'll work baseline, met by a defender. Steps around one, put it off the iron and in. Bosing, one on two, he's got seven. 32-25 at the backcourt. South Iron, bounce pass to the right side. That's Middleton. Now to Dinkins. Dinkins between the circles. And it's St. Jim to the left side. Funk into the corner for Dinkins. Back up top, Middleton. 4:40 left in the third. To the right side, St. Jim. St. Jim to Dinkins. Five-footer from the baseline, wouldn't go. Rebound, Wyatt Smith. And out of the backcourt, Jarrell Jackson, 4.5 left. Jackson, one on two, sends it back out. Bosing, left wing, three. Bosing, yes! He got it! Bosing with 10. Timeout, Panthers, a full stoppage. 4:20 to go in the third, 35-25. It's Arcadia Valley on top on KFMO.
Brad Wooten Auto Body is under new ownership. Owner Brad Jackson is committed to delivering the same trusted quality and craftsmanship customers have relied on for years. From dents to full collision repair, your vehicle is in expert hands. Stop by 401 North Main Street in Ironton or call 573-546-2867 to let the team at Brad Wooten Auto Body take care of you. Brad Wooten Auto Body, new ownership, same dependable service.
Tonight's game is not only a competitive contest between these two schools, but it's also an educational experience for the students involved. Because high school activities are about learning life values, your friends at the Missouri State High School Activities Association remind everyone to do their part in keeping our hometown sports a positive experience for everyone. When you attend your next game, do your part to help rekindle the spirit of citizenship by showing good sportsmanship. You'll be teaching a positive lesson, and you'll be preserving a proud tradition in the state of Missouri.
AM 1240 KFMO is a member of the Misha Audio Network.
4:20 left in the third. 10-point lead for Arcadia Valley after that Dawson Bosing tray. It's 35-25. Timeout brought to you by Missouri Farm Bureau agent Mike Sunsiger on Farmington, Jonathan Steffen in Deloge. Contact them today for a free quote on auto, home, business, or life insurance. Up top, St. Jim to the right side, Wyatt Funk. Holding, still hasn't put it to the floor. Now to Dinkins. A couple of Panthers ready to check in. This is Dinkins to the foul line. Met by a couple of defenders. Back out for Crum. Crum into the logo. Picked up the dribble to the right side for St. Jim on perimeter through a screen. Head of the arc. This is a deep two. That wouldn't go. Rebound deflected, and it's Evan Inman. After the miss from St. Jim. Inman might have got away with the carry, and he loses it out of bounds. And it'll be Arcadia Valley, I beg your pardon, South Iron ball. 10th AV turnover. 10-point lead, Tigers. Wyatt Funk to inbound to the backcourt for Jules Armstead. Armstead across the timeline of the right side. To the left wing for Brady Crum. Crum rejects a screen, takes a baseline, jumper off window and in. Brady Crum has 15 points. In the backcourt, Arcadia Valley, Jackson. Lobbed out of the backcourt for Evan Inman. Got it to Caden Keith. Around the defender, held on to, and that'll be a shooting foul for Keith to go to the line. And Wyatt Funk just, oh, they don't give him continuation either. Wow. Wyatt Funk commits his first. Inbound left of the lane. It'll be Jarrell Jackson. And Keith is coming out. Camden Brandell comes in. 3:17 left in the third. Inbound to the right side, Dunn gets it to Brandell at the right wing. Fakes a pass to the corner, feeds Jarvis to the left side. Jackson back to Jarvis. Dared to take the three. He hit his first three but missed the next two. To the right side, Brandell. Now it's Jackson up top. Jarvis again back to Jackson. Dribble drive in, back out corner. Brandell fakes one, sends it back out. Got it to Jackson. Now to Inman. Left wing three for Inman. That's too strong. Brandell can't get to the rebound. It'll be grabbed by Dinkins. Dinkins up the floor, pushes off of Brandell. Dinkins can't hit the layup. Rebound knocked away, and it's grabbed by Logan Dunn. Dunn for Jarvis in the backcourt, one on two, and he's fouled by Jules Armstead, his third. And the third foul on South Iron here in quarter number three. AV has not yet committed a third quarter foul. 35-27, Tigers lead. A pair of Panthers come into the game, Kaysen Chilton and Ryder Middleton. And Camden Brandell will inbound on the left sideline. To the backcourt, it's Jackson. Out of the left side, Inman back to Jackson in the logo. Back to Inman, 2.5 to go in the third. Back to Jackson, resetting an offensive play. Back to Inman on the left side, extended zone defense from South Iron. Brandell in the logo to the right side for Dunn. Dunn holds, puts it to the floor, picks it up, got it to Inman. Now to Jarvis, can't get it to the corner, up top. That was Dunn, back to the near side, Inman. Outside, Jarrell Jackson, three, wouldn't go. Dunn, call on the push in the back and the foul. Second called against Logan Dunn, first on Arcadia Valley after the miss from Jackson. 2:07 left in the third quarter, 35-27. Slowly across the timeline, Jules Armstead to the right side, and it's Kaysen Chilton. Chilton, head of the arc, picked up the dribble, got it to the right side, Middleton, back up top, Armstead. Now to the left side, Chilton again, lost it, comes back to get it. To the foul line, he works with it off of Brandell. Got it to Armstead, he'll work around the defender, Jackson. Brandell is going to foul Armstead, and Armstead will head to the line to shoot two free throws. Brandell commits his third foul. A minute 43 left in quarter number three. 35-27, glad you're with us on KFMO Sports Plus or on the KFMO app. Live video online at KFMOsports.com. Click the Watch Live tab at the top of the page. It's free to view. First free throw good for Armstead, his first point of the game. And it's a seven-point game, 35-28. Dawson Bosing and Caden Keith come in. Camden Brandell coming out, as is Evan Inman. A minute 43 left in quarter number three. 35-28, two-seed Arcadia Valley leads top-seed South Iron. Second for Armstead. Wouldn't go. Rebound, Logan Dunn. His fifth. Dunn trapped in the backcourt. Gets it to Caden Keith, and he's fouled by Wyatt Funk. His second, team's fourth. And the inbound will be in the backcourt for Arcadia Valley. All the way on the baseline. Keith on the inbound, full court pressure from South Iron. Gets it to Jarrell Jackson. Jackson splits a couple of defenders, working up, got it back to the right side. He might have got away with the walk. Caden Keith, spin move down low, get it to Dunn, one on three. Dunn off the window, can't hit, and he's fouled. So it'll be Logan Dunn at the line to shoot free throws. The foul is called against Ryder Middleton, his first. And Dunn, the first trip to the Complete Vision Care foul line. Complete Vision Care, the ideal choice for your medical eye care concerns, including dry eyes and other eye diseases, locations in Lenington and Festus. First free throw good. First point for Logan Dunn. 1:28 left in the third quarter. 9:28 left in the game. Dunn hits them both. Two for Dunn. Inbound goes to Armstead. Across the timeline, he dribbles with the right hand, switches to the left, gets it to Aaron Burse. Burse working baseline. One on two. Burse can't hit the shot. Logan Dunn can't get the rebound, but he deflects it to Bosing. At the other end, Arcadia Valley. Jarvis, step back three. Won't go. It's short. Dunn with the offensive rebound. Back out Jarvis of the left wing. Jarvis up top to Jackson. Jackson back to Jarvis. Downtown three. That won't go. Rebound Burse. That's the first rebound for Burse. He gets it to Wyatt Funk. He walks and turns it over. Switch the pivot foot. That is 14 South Iron turnovers. 49.1 left in the third. and a 9-point game, 37-28, Arcadia Valley. Wyatt Funk coming out, as is Ryder Middleton. Aaron Burst does as well. Drazik Dinkins, Kaysen Chilton, and Carter St. Jim back in. Caden Keith inbounds to the backcourt for Jarvis. 45 seconds left in the third. Beg your pardon, that's Jackson. On the right side, Bosing into the corner for Dunn. Dunn works back, works baseline. Layup try, hit the side of the backboard, rebounded by Crum on the miss from Dunn, and we get a blocking foul called against Arcadia Valley. And it's on Caden Keith, his third. Brady Crum has 6 rebounds in the game, by the way, and Drazik Dinkins will inbound to the backcourt. Carter St. Jim, 30 seconds left in the third quarter. St. Jim splits 2, takes it to the cup, left-hand lay-in, falls off the front. Caden Keith can't get to the rebound, 1-on-2, it's off of South Iron, and a foul is called on Keith. And that's going to be his 4th foul. Keith, slow to get up. He might have bounced his forehead off the hardwood. He's slow to his feet. And he will head to the bench, likely checking out because that's his 4th foul with 21.1 to go. They're going to keep Keith in. No, Brandell comes in. Keith comes out. Drazik Dinkins will inbound. David Prater didn't like the call, but it was the right one. There was a lot of contact there, and I think Keith initiated it. Inbound to the backcourt for Armstead. 20 seconds left in the third. 37-28, Arcadia Valley leads. Armstead threw a screen set by Chilton. Crossover dribble, lost it. It's poked out of bounds off of South Iron last. 15 Panther turnovers. 12.5 to go. Arcadia Valley can hold for the final shot. Jackson gets the inbound. Working on Armstead, gets around him. 8 seconds left to the corner. Bosing, 5 seconds left. Bosing trapped. Still with it. 4 seconds left. Got it to Jackson. 2 seconds left. 3 for Jackson at the buzzer. Oh, he got it! I don't believe it! Wow! 6 for Jackson. It is 40-28, Arcadia Valley on KFMO.
Tonight's game is not only a competitive contest between these two schools, but it's also an educational experience for the students involved. Because high school activities are about learning life values, your friends at the Missouri State High School Activities Association remind everyone to do their part in keeping our hometown sports a positive experience for everyone. When you attend your next game, do your part to help rekindle the spirit of citizenship by showing good sportsmanship. You'll be teaching a positive lesson, and you'll be preserving a proud tradition in the state of Missouri.
AM 1240 KFMO is a member of the Misha Audio Network.
Discover the ultimate destination for mobile home repairs. R&R Mobile Home Parts and Service in Valley Mines. From doors, windows, and plumbing to skirting, roof coating, repairs, and service, they have you covered. Conveniently located in Valley Mines at Highway 67 and Y. Experience top-notch solutions for all your mobile home needs. Why settle for less when you can have the best? Visit R&R Mobile Home Parts and Service. Call 636-937-9898. Your satisfaction is priority.
40-28, Arcadia Valley leads as we enter quarter number 4. Quarter break brought to you by Missouri Farm Bureau agents Mike Sonsegro in Farmington, Jonathan Steffen in Deloge. Contact them today for a free quote on auto, home, business, or life insurance. South Iron inbounds. They get it to Jules Armstead. He works it across the timeline. Now to Brady Crum. Crum to the right wing, head of the arc to the foul line. Spin move down low in the lay-in. Crum is perfect from inside the arc in this second half. He's got 17. In the backcourt, Jackson lobs it out to Logan Dunn. Dunn down low. Floater won't go. Crum has another rebound. That's 7. 30 seconds gone in regulation. In the fourth quarter, I should say. 7.5 left in regulation. Crum out to Dinkins. Dribble drive on the baseline. And a blocking foul called on Camden Brandell. I don't know how that's a blocking foul. He had his feet set. And the bucket will go in for Dinkins. So the and one coming up. In an 8-point game, Dinkins trying to make it 7. David Prater doesn't like that call. That's 4 on Brandell. And Caden Keith to the table. And one for Dinkins. Got it. Free throw brought to you by Complete Vision Care. Three for Dinkins. And it's a 7-point game, 40-33. Terrell Jackson to the right side. Evan Inman across the timeline. Inman met by a pair of defenders. Back up top, Brandell. Brandell gets around Armstead. Got it to Jackson. Jackson, one on two. Jackson, Eurostep, extension of the step. Foul is called on the floor against South Iron, and it's Jules Armstead, and that's his fourth. 7:07 to go in quarter number four. And substitutions. Caden Keith and Wyatt Smith check in. Logan Dunn and Camden Randell come out. And Carter St. Jim back to the floor as Jules Armstead takes a seat. Jarrell Jackson inbounding left of the lane. Up top, that's Inman. Inman to Jackson. 1 minute gone in quarter number four. Jackson to the right side for Bosing. Bosing up top, Inman again to the left side this time. Wyatt Smith. Smith holding, working on perimeter against St. Jim. Gets it to Caden Keith, a foot in front of the timeline. Trapped there. Keith, a crossover dribble at a pivot. We get a whistle and a timeout, Arcadia Valley, to save possession. 6:42 to go in regulation. 40-33, a 7-point lead for the Tigers. 30-second stoppage. We'll be right back after this.
Pickup truck, sports car, motorcycle, minivan, townhouse, two-story, farmhouse, fixer-upper. What you drive and where you live is different for everyone, so it's important to have insurance that fits your needs and is just right for you. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that, which is why our agents help you design a comprehensive auto, home, and life insurance plan. Insurance that fits just right.
Find out how Chuck Odle can help with all your auto, home, and life needs. See Chuck Odle Shelter Insurance on East School Street in Bon Terre today or call 358-3674.
Late in this one, we're in the fourth quarter, 6:42 to go, 40-33. I say late, but there's still time and a lot of time left. Arcadia Valley will inbound on the left sideline, near the timeline. Wyatt Smith throws it in to the backcourt for Jackson. Nearly overshot him. Jackson had to go get it. Jackson will cross the timeline. Low dribble. Cuts back to the right side. Met by a defender. Cuts back to the left side. Splits through three, and he's held on to by Dinkins. And Dinkins will commit his fourth foul. And that foul is the second South Iron has here in quarter number four. 6:29 left. Substitution coming in, Aaron Burse. Jackson will inbound right of the lane. 7-point lead for the Tigers. Inbound goes to Keith. Keith trying to get it to Inman. Doesn't take the three. Got it to Keith. He can't either. Back to Inman. Inman cuts back to the left side in the logo. Now to Jackson. Jackson waiting, working in, one on three. Back out Inman, into the left side, Bosing. Closing out, Funk. Back to Inman. Up top, it's Jackson. 6:10 left of the fourth. Jackson around the defender, one on two. Jackson got away with the walk. No, he didn't. He wanted a foul call, but it was a clean grab, and that forced the turnover. Clean grab of the ball, that is. 11 Arcadia Valley turnovers. 7-point lead. 40-33. St. Jim with it. South Iron trails. Chilton hop step through. He might have walked, and he does. Tried the extension of the step, but leaped instead of stepping. 16 Panther turnovers. And Wyatt Smith will inbound to Jackson. Jarrell Jackson with 6 minutes left in regulation. Up the near sideline. He's got bursts all over him. Gets it to Keith. Keith dribble drive to the cup. Can't hit the lay-in. A lot of contact. Funk has the rebound. At the other end, it's Crum around the defender. Back out St. Jim. Corner three. Got it. Carter St. Jim. He's got seven. And it's a 4-point game. Jackson out of the backcourt. Lobs it to Keith. Keith around the defender. We get a whistle. Keith walked and gave it away. Oh, my. 12 AV turnovers. David Prater wanted the foul. I'm with him. There was a lot of contact there on that Caden Keith layup try. Wyatt Funk inbounds to St. Jim. 4-point game. St. Jim across. Nope, not across yet. Funk lobs it to Chilton at the foul line. Bounce pass down low. Poked away and out of bounds off of Arcadia Valley. That intended target was Dinkins, I think. Wyatt Smith might have got a piece of it. He or Dawson Bosing were there. And Wyatt Funk will inbound right of the lane. 5:20 to go. Inbound pass to St. Jim in the right corner, and a four-point differential. His club trails. Jab step one, jab step two. Dribble drive on the baseline. Shot blocked! Rebound Smith after the miss from St. Jim. Down low, Jackson. He can't hit, and he's fouled. Jackson going to the line to shoot free throws. The foul is on Brady Crum, his first, as he tried the block but got too much body. 5:08 left in regulation in a four-point game. Free throws, as they were in the third-place game, will be crucial in the championship, especially at this juncture. They're going to converse to see if this was a shooting foul or... And yes, I think David Prater was asking if that shot had fallen. It did not. I think he wanted a goaltend. They don't rule that, though. Jackson with two free throws. First one good. Free throws are brought to you by Complete Vision Care, offering quality eye care, premium eyewear, and a customized visual solution for every patient. Locations in Ledington and Festus. Second for Jackson. He got it. Eight in the game for Jackson. 5:05 left in regulation. It's a six-point game, 42-36, Arcadia Valley, in the championship game of the AV Thanksgiving Tournament. Chilton one-on-one to the cup, and I think Caden Keith just fouled out. If he committed his... Yep, he did. Oh, no. They rule that foul on Wyatt Smith. That's a break for Arcadia Valley. I thought that was all Keith with the contact. So it'll be two free throws for Kaysen Chilton. Down by six. Free throws brought to you by Complete Vision Care. First one on its way. Good. 5 points in the game for Kaysen Chilton, the 6'3 sophomore. He was a Little Caesars Pizza player of the game once this tournament. Second free throw on the way. That's no good. Coming to get that rebound, Caden Keith, his first rebound of the match. Outlet goes to Evan Inman on perimeter. Trapped by a trio, got it to Keith. To the cup with a runner, wouldn't go, and he's fouled. And if that's Drazik Dinkins, he's fouled out. And it is Drazik Dinkins, he's done. 3 points in the game, all in the second half. Well, they only have that as four. I thought that was five. Brady Crum will check in. So that's only four on Dinkins. Keith with two free throws. First one short. Free throws brought to you by Complete Vision Care. Dinkins comes out. Crum checks back in. Crum has been dominant. 17 points in this one. Keith with his second. Doesn't go. Aaron Burse with his second rebound, and in the backcourt, it's Wyatt Funk. 4:40 left in regulation. Crum on the right side. Taking it ahead of the arc with the left-handed dribble. Now to Funk on the left wing. Calls for a screen. Chilton comes to set it. It's used by Funk. Left wing three. Got it! Wyatt Funk. 4 points in the game, and it's a two-point differential, 42-40. Jackson nearly gave it away. He gets it to Keith. Keith to the cup with the lay-in, blocked by Crum, and a foul is called on the rebound try by Inman. Wow, Crum came all the way back to block it. Inman shoots two. The foul is called against Jules Armstead, and he's fouled out. Or has he? Who did they put the foul on? They haven't put it on the board yet. First free throw for Inman. Good. They announced it as Armstead. And the second. And it is Armstead. He's fouled out of the game, but nobody sees it. Armstead's still on. He's fouled out of the game. Five on the board. Armstead has it. He gets across the timeline. Armstead. And now we get a whistle and a travel. Armstead turns it over, but he's got five fouls. And now they bowl the buzzer to get the attention. Carter St. Jim will check in, 44-40, after both free throws were made by Inman. Dusty Dinkins going to talk with the officials. They let Jules Armstead run that play despite being fouled out. And so that'll be five on Armstead. He's done. Long conversation at the table. I think the board needs to be more aware of that. And the official scorer as well. I don't know what Dusty Dinkins is arguing here. Jules Armstead is fouled out of the game. I thought Drazik Dinkins did as well, but they only have four on Dinkins. And they're ready to go. Wyatt Smith will inbound. Claps from the Arcadia Valley faithful. Halfway done in quarter number four. 44-40. Tigers lead. Jacks it across the timeline. Walks and turns it over. That's 13 on Arcadia Valley. In a four-point game, Wyatt Funk will inbound. Gets it to Carter St. Jim. Out of the backcourt, St. Jim, head of the arc, picked up the dribble at the foul line. Got it to Crum on the right side. Crum, top of the key to the left side. Holding, gets it to Funk, through a screen, Funk to the foul line. Runner from there, rattles off, taps the rebound to a teammate, and it's lost, nearly out of bounds. Burse has it. After the miss from Funk, they get it to St. Jim. Crum, jab step in the corner. Keith strips him. The steal, the takeaway. We get a foul before the layup try, and the foul is at center court. And South Iron has put Arcadia Valley in the bonus, and Keith will shoot two. The foul on Wyatt Funk is his third. 44-40, that shot didn't count. The whistle came before it. And Caden Keith shoots two free throws. First one on its way. Good. Five-point game. Keith has seven. Or beg your pardon, six. Timeout, South Iron. It's a full timeout. 3:26 to go in the fourth. 45-40. Keith has free throws when we come back. You're listening to the Arcadia Valley Thanksgiving Tournament Championship game on KFMO.
Riley's on the Square in downtown Ironton is your community store offering discounted items and more. They're committed to supporting our local communities through donations, requested support, and scholarships for seniors entering trade schools. At Riley's, you'll always find a hometown, family-focused shopping experience. Visit Riley's on the Square at 102 West Russell Street in downtown Ironton. Open Thursday through Saturday, 10 to 7, Sunday and Monday, 10 to 5. Riley's on the Square, where community comes first.
The annual AV Thanksgiving Tournament is upon us, and you know what that means. Cold weather is too. Now is the time to take care of those fireplace, gas log, and wood stove needs. Both our Farmington and Benton locations are ready to assist you with your next project. Whether you need help finding and installing your perfect heat source or servicing your existing gas logs or direct vent fireplace. Fireplace and Outdoor Living Supply by Victorian Sales, located at 8 East Harrison Street in Farmington, across from the Ozarks Federal Drive-Thru. We thank you and want to wish all the teams good luck in the tournament.
3:26 left in regulation. Caden Keith at the line to shoot his second free throw. He hit the first. He will get the second. He's got 6 points in the game. And it's a 5-point lead for Arcadia Valley, 45-40. Second free throw on its way for Keith. Free throw is brought to you by Complete Vision Care. That timeout was brought to you by Missouri Farm Bureau. Second free throw for Keith. Got it. Seven in the game for Keith. And it's a 6-point game with 3:23 left. On the right side, Dinkins up top. Funk got it across the timeline. Chilton, corner three. Crum got it. It rattled in. 18 in the game. Bigger pardon, 19 in the game for Crum. Crossing the timeline. It's Jackson. 3 minutes left. Jackson trapped. Gets it to Inman. Inman. Nearly turned it over. Arcadia Valley will use a timeout. If it's a full, we'll take it. It's a 30. We'll keep this one here. 2:58 to go. 46-43. The lead for the Tigers. Timeout brought to you by Missouri Farm Bureau agents Mike Sonsiger, all located on St. Genevieve Avenue in Farmington, and Jonathan Steffen on North State Street in Deloge. Contact them today for a free quote on auto, home, business, or life insurance. Three-point lead. It'll be AV ball. And they look up at the clock, and it feels like it's ticking 1 second for every 5 seconds. As they are watching it tick down at 2:58, they are hoping it would tick a little bit quicker in this fourth quarter, but it just has not. Inbound to the backcourt, Jarrell Jackson. Cuts back, gets across the timeline. Evan Inman on the left wing. Up top, Dawson Bosing. Bosing to the right side. That's Keith. Back to Inman to the left side, Smith. 2:45 left. Now it's Keith to the right side. And it's Jackson. Back to Smith. Back to Jackson, right side. On the timeline, cuts back to the right side. Got it to Inman at the wing. Back to Jackson. Jackson fouled by Burse. Third foul on Aaron Burse, and Jackson will shoot free throws at the line in front of us. 2:28 left. That was a long possession, but only ran 30 seconds off the clock. First free throw for Jarrell Jackson, brought to you by Complete Vision Care. It's on its way. It's good. Jackson's got 9. Drazik Dinkins checks back in with 4 fouls. Aaron Burse comes out. Second free throw for Jarrell Jackson. No good. Rebound grabbed by Chilton, his second. Chilton slowly up the floor in a 4-point game, 47-43, Arcadia Valley, 2:20 left. To the right side, Brady Crum. Crum to the foul line. Spin move down low. Fadeaway shot was contested. It rolls over the cylinder, and Jackson picks up the rebound. Jackson, coast to coast, circles back, 2:05 left. Jackson nearly had it poked away. He gets it back at the elbow, flips it out, Inman, head of the arc. Back to Jackson in the logo. To the right side, Keith has Bosing in the right corner. Keith will keep it. Right-handed dribble, cuts back with the left hand. Can't get it to Bosing, back to Jackson. A minute 50 left in regulation. Jackson cuts back to the right side. He is winded. Gets it to Keith. Keith splits a couple of defenders. 1-on-4. Knocked it away. Got it to Bosing. Keeps it alive to Jackson. Back up top for Inman. Inman back to Jackson. 95 seconds left. Back to Keith. Keith is fouled by Crum, and Keith will shoot free throws. The foul is the second on Brady Crum. A minute 33 left in a 4-point game. South Iron has won the tournament every year since 2018. They've been in the championship every year since 2017. Arcadia Valley has not won it since 2009. First free throw for Keith, good. He's got 8. Second free throw on its way. They're brought to you by Complete Vision Care. South Iron has 2 timeouts left. Arcadia Valley with 1. Second free throw for Keith. Rolls in. 9 for Caden Keith. 90 seconds left. 6-point game. Dinkins out of the backcourt. And we get a whistle and a travel and a turnover. In a 6-point game, Arcadia Valley trying to close it out. Carter St. Jim comes out. Wyatt Smith will inbound to Caden Keith. Keith picked up the dribble. Got it to Smith. Smith holding. Now to Jackson. A minute 20 left. Jackson to Inman on the left side. Inman poked away. Still with it. Loose on the floor. We get a foul at Inman shooting free throws. The foul is on South Iron. And it's on Aaron Burse. That's his 4th. A minute 15 left. Inman shoots 2 free throws. Trying to make it a 3 possession game. First one. Good. 6 for Inman. Check that, he's got 8. St. Jim back in. A minute 15 left and a 7-point game. Inman for 2 more, or for 1 more, excuse me. Got it. 9 for Inman. Out of the backcourt, Carter St. Jim. Wing three, St. Jim rattles out. Keith has the rebound. Keith is fouled and he will shoot free throws. 63 seconds left. And it's 51-43. The foul is the fourth on Kaysen Chilton. Timeout, Dusty Dinkins and the South Iron Panthers. The Arcadia Valley bench with life as the fans are on their feet. It's a 30-second stoppage, or is it a full? It's a 30. We'll keep it here. 51-43. Arcadia Valley leads. It'll be free throws for the Tigers out of the Missouri Farm Bureau stoppage. Missouri Farm Bureau agents Mike Sonsegar on Farmington, Jonathan Steffen and Deloge. Contact them today for a free quote on auto, home, business, or life insurance. I believe it's Caden Keith shooting the free throws. He's knocked down his last four consecutive. Keith has 9 points in the game, and he shoots two. By the way, the foul was the fourth on Kaysen Chilton. First free throw for Keith. On its way. Good. 52-43. 10 for Keith. Second. On its way. No good. Rebound grab by Wyatt Funk. He will get it to Drazik Dinkins and cross the timeline. 55 seconds left. Dinkins to the right side for Crum. Can't take the wing three. Got it to Funk. Funk fouled by Keith, who is fouled out of the game. Keith, 10 fouls. A solid performance from the free throw line tonight, though, as he's done. 50.6 left. And Aaron Burse will come into the game. A standing ovation for the senior Caden Keith, playing his last game in the Arcadia Valley Thanksgiving Tournament in his high school career. 52-43, AV leads. Dinkins to Crum in the left wing. 45 seconds left. Crum, step back three, short, and Jackson has the rebound. Out of the backcourt, Jackson fouled by Wyatt Funk. That's his fourth, and Jackson shoots two. 36 seconds left in this game. Nearing conclusion, and the Arcadia Valley fans know it. They haven't won the championship of the tournament since 2009. First one for Jackson, no good. It's a 9-point game, 52-43. Second for Jackson. Got it. Splits the trip. Jackson's got 10. Out of the backcourt, Dinkins. 30 seconds left. Dinkins to the right side, Crum. Around the arc, Crum to the left side. St. Jim, deep three. St. Jim, splash. He got it. St. Jim with 10. 22 seconds left. And Jackson is fouled again. Jackson for two more. The foul is on Carter St. Jim, his second. 22.6 seconds left. 53-46 AV. First one good. Jackson with 11. Trying to make it 12. Got it. 20 seconds left. David Prater and his team celebrate on the bench. Here's Wyatt Funk from way out. That wouldn't go. Rebound St. Jim. 13 seconds left. St. Jim back out. Contested three. He's fouled by Jackson. That's his fourth. St. Jim will shoot three free throws with 9.9 on the clock. Foul the fourth on Jackson. Free throws brought to you by Complete Vision Care. St. Jim shoots three. The first one, no good, it's short. Second free throw on the way. That's no good. Arcadia Valley will win their first championship since 2009 and will have a new winner for the first time in since 2017. Third free throw, rather. St. Jim hits that one. 11 for St. Jim. Inbound, Jackson across the timeline. 5 seconds to go. That'll do it. Arcadia Valley, celebrate the championship with your team. The buzzer sounds. 55-47 the final. The Tigers are the champs for the first time since 2009 as they celebrate with the student section. What a masterful performance by the two seed in this tournament. A 55-47 final. And we have a new champion of the AV tournament for the first time since 2017. Cornerstone Furniture and Mattress post-game show follows this break. The Arcadia Valley Tigers, a statement win on Thanksgiving on KFMO.